Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. So, Married at First Sight Denver and The Golden Bachelor are both flops. Why? Because none of the marriages would hold together. One marriage on Married at First Sight appeared to possibly take place, but that failed. And the whole rest of the cast was a failure early on, even midway through the season. And then for Golden Bachelor, 3 months after marriage, the couple announces that they are getting divorced. So both of these reality shows that are based on people finalizing and becoming married, they have both failed. And even with the pressure of being on national TV and having a national TV show, having these huge expectations, and probably your family, your friends, all of America, the whole world, having these expectations on you to keep this marriage together still is not enough to keep a marriage together. It says a lot about our respect for marriage, the sanctity of marriage, and just the state of how we live our lives in this world, how we develop and how we nurture relationships. Of course, it's in a space where it's rushed. You have cameras around you. You're put in a scenario where you may feel like you have to say yes, then later say no. It's contrived in a lot of different ways. But you would think at least one of these could have worked out. For shows that are based on finally marrying the person. So, you know, it says a lot about our world, our generation, our level of commitment, our flip-floppiness. This show was definitely, both of these shows were definitely in their own ways a flop. And it's just sad to see that's where we're going when it comes to marriage, and is that what's in our head when it comes to marriage? Because honestly, it's reflecting our days and times of people saying, you know, I don't even want to get married. The situation where people are living together, or you know, just having baby mommy, baby daddy situations. And this is like the future of our world right now when it comes to family. Is this what our kids have to look up to and look forward to? And I know I'm connecting a reality show with real life, but I do see the connection. The connections are there. And we're going to talk more about this flop, these flops. When it comes to marriage, is marriage just a flop?
Prayers Up Club. Let's touch and agree together. Anytime. CBizTVmedia.com. That's CBizTVmedia.com. And click the Prayers Up Club.
So we can commit to our jobs. We can commit to our social media accounts for decades. We can commit to the hobbies that we love. We can even commit to our favorite restaurant for a lifetime. But we can't commit to one another in marriage. We can't get that whole family ball rolling. That thing that helps sustain communities and societies. That helps us to be fruitful and multiply in a safe way that nurtures a spirit, that nurtures a person, that nurtures the mind, that nurtures the whole family unit. We can't do that. It seems like we can't. And yes, I'm a person that's not married, and it's not by choice, it's by happenstance. I know that marriage can be difficult. I've heard the stories. I know my own situation as far as being in situations where I could possibly be married and things not working out. There's a plethora of reasons, and there's things that are unspoken, things that are unsaid. But I know that money for me is one of those reasons. And being with somebody and us both having the financial stability that we want has been an issue in the past for me. And even though I feel like a lot of those things may have not been said, I feel that that was an instance that had something to do with it, along with other reasons. When it comes to the Golden Bachelor, the two of them say, you know, they couldn't find a place where they could live together. And they both had their own separate lives and family units. And they kind of want to stay in that zone. I'm sorry, that's a cop-out. You can be married. You guys are later in your life. It makes sense that you have your own lives. We know that. Cohabitating, living in the same place. I've heard celebrities. I've heard people just have alternative lifestyles when they're married, especially couples where their partner may travel a lot. Their partner may be a celebrity and they may not be. They may be more settled in the home life while their partner is traveling from place to place doing their job. Even though they do have a residence where they reside together, they're not always together. And there's some couples that have a house in Florida, a house in California, and they can interchange those homes. Those are still their homes, and they can still live together and be together in that home, but still have a home here, have a home there. If you really want to get married and stay married, you can make it happen. You can make it work. The Golden Bachelor, you guys know how to do life. Sadly, they are both widows and they lost their first spouses. So to me, it's like you guys were able to withstand that and to be married and rest in peace. And I do send my condolences to them. But if you can go through that, you really love somebody, you can make anything work. You can try to figure it out. And it may not be instant. We see these reality shows are microwave, and in a way they are playing games with marriage. Should it be played in that scenario? Should it be that way? I would definitely say no, but look at arranged marriages. Look at what was done in the past. They may have had months or less than months to figure it out. We live in a society where it's too many options, too many games can be played. What can I get out of this? And people are trying to see what they can get out of this even before the marriage takes place, because we have all of these reality shows. We have all of these expectations on each other. And we're like, sometimes people have dangled marriage as a carrot, I think, in front of me. And I think that men have done this to women before. And it's kind of can be like a game. What can I get if I say I'm going to marry this person? Put marriage on the table. Marriage is a high stakes proposition. Let's play a game with it. Let's wager with it. Now, that's not the point and the piece that God wanted us to portray when he created marriage for man and wife, to have a stable family environment, not only for them, but for their offspring. That's really what marriage was all about. And if you don't have kids, to have a stable family connection with you and your spouse. And you know, the studies have shown that, especially for men, you live longer if you have a spouse, if you have a partner, someone to look out for you, someone to check in on you, someone to care for you, and someone to care for. So there's so many benefits to marriage that we kind of overlook, and we're playing this game. And at the end of the day, how will the game turn out? Will the game be on us? Will the joke be on us? I don't know. I'd say probably yes. But like I said, if you really want to be married, if you really love someone, you will come up with
a scenario where it'll work. And if you don't, if you never wanted to be married in the first place, you will come up with a scenario where it will never work. It's all about the mindset of your partner and the person that you're with. That's why you need to know while you're dating or courting, hey, do you really want to be married? And sometimes it may be annoying to your partner to say, you know, is this really what you want? Especially if you see some signs here and there. You know, do you really want to get married? You know, sometimes people kind of play the game like in the middle of the road, maybe. And when someone isn't in that maybe zone, they can easily go from one end to the other. So you have to be careful. And you can't keep yourself in that maybe scenario. You got to look at their past. You got to look at their history. Have they been married before? Sometimes being married too many times could be a bad thing, because you may say, well, at least they can commit to marriage even if it has been often. But that also can show, you know, how sacred they see marriage. Do they see marriage as a lifetime thing, or I'll just get rid of you and find another one? Like, it's just so many things that you have to consider. And someone can have great feelings for you and strong feelings for you, but if they don't have the marriage mindset, they're never going to marry you. At the end of the day, you can be the love of their life, but if they never wanted to get married in the first place, they already know that in their mind, they're kind of stringing you along, then it's not going to happen. So you have to make sure in the beginning that this person is, and I can't say make sure, because again, people do play those games. They're like, maybe they are unsure in the beginning, but part of them knows in the beginning what their mindset is and what their plan and desire is when it comes to marriage. So don't let them pull that on you. But at some point, you know, you keep talking, keep asking questions, and it's going to come out. But a lot of times we keep asking questions. But as we're asking questions, we're falling deeper into this relationship with this person that may go nowhere. But hey, keep asking the questions. Keep your marriage mindset. Ask God to lead you. That's really all you could do at the end of the day, because it's like, okay, we're in a generation in a time where people are resorting to reality shows to find marriage. And should these reality shows even have marriage on the table? I mean, maybe they should just walk out in a serious relationship. Maybe they should just walk out in possible engagement, which I know they do that on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. But there's an expectation for marriage there. I mean, a broken engagement is better than a failed marriage. People are actually signing marriage papers as this willy-nilly, and they don't know what they really want to do at the end of the day. They don't know what this is going to look like. Again, arranged marriages happened and people did it, but we live in a time where people can easily get out of these. People don't have to rely on each other for when it comes to provisions. People can rely on themselves or other family members or friends to try to get on their feet. So, I mean, people are treating marriage as this kind of obsolete. Is it worth it? Is it valuable? It is. A lot of us are the way that we are today, unstable in different ways, may have different other mental health issues, may have that feeling of abandonment, may have that feeling of a disconnect, because we've grown up in families where we have seen either broken marriages, or we've seen boyfriend and girlfriend scenarios where one boyfriend comes in and a new one goes and a new one comes in. Same thing with the girlfriend. So, I mean, this is our mentality and we're accepting this as normal, not realizing that it has had a huge effect on us, our mental health, and society at large. And the world is trying to make you feel like this is normal. But just know at the end of the day, this is not normal. This is not the normal mentality. This is not the normal setup that God's plan was for us and is for us. And when you just see some of these programs, it's like making people lose hope, making people say, oh, this is just like my real life. It's just a game. And people are, you know, playing games with these dating apps, and acting like they want to be in something serious, but they have multiple people, and just so many different elements that I can't even break down fully when it comes to dating in this day and time in the dating world. And it's just reflecting into these shows, and people are kind of just, I don't know, I'm like kind of getting tired of seeing the dating shows and just seeing my own dating life, just too, due to the fact is, where is a happy ending? Where is the commitment? Where is the trying? And I believe and know that this can happen. We've seen it generations past. We still see some couples today that have been together and they're still like 100 and they're still together. So we know that it's not something that's impossible, but we're living in this day and age, we kind of set ourselves up to make it so. And we just have so many options, so many people on the dating app, so many other things we could do. We can decide to focus on our career instead and just have relationships or have booze on the side. I mean, if that's what you want to do, be upfront and transparent about it and do it. But don't come off as somebody that's going to follow the traditions of marriage when you in no way, shape, or form, that is not your focus. And I respect people when it's not their focus. Hey, it's not your focus. It's not your focus. Everybody's built differently. God has built, builds everyone differently. Just don't pull someone into your little game that's not a willing participant and is not really trying to play like that at the end of the day. So those are my general thoughts when it comes to marriage, the state of marriage, and how these reality shows are basically displaying what we do on the daily and our expectations of marriage and our respect of marriage and the sanctity of marriage. And all of those things just seem like they have flopped in our society. They have flopped on these reality shows. And what do? The one show that I do think is on a better track is Love is Blind, just because you do get the anticipation, the expectation of going down that aisle, but you don't have to sign that paper at the end of the day if you don't want to. Again, it's another opportunity for people to play games, but at least they haven't made such a commitment where they now have to sign a divorce decree. The thing I do like about Love is Blind is you guys are literally in separate rooms. It's not about looks. You don't see each other for some time before you get to know each other. Then you get to choose from the people that you have just talked to. And you have to choose one just based off of your connection. So you don't get to see any of the other people until later, until you made your choice. Everybody gets to make their choice. You get to see who you didn't pick. And all of those things happen. But then you have to try to walk it out with this person. I think they live together for some time. They act as if they're in a serious relationship. Very, very similar to Married at First Sight. Except you don't have to get married the first day. You don't have to walk in and get married. Which I think is a little inordinate. And though I do enjoy the show and find it entertaining, that's a lot of pressure to put on someone to marry someone right away based off of some expert opinions. I like the whole expert opinion situation, but maybe they should change the format to not be married as soon as you walk into the door, but maybe more of a Love is Blind type of scenario where, okay, I've matched you. Now you guys get to see, is this going to work? You guys go through a brief dating phase. You go, maybe go to the live together phase. And then you get to make your final choice as to, do you want to walk down the aisle with this person? So I think they need to do some adjustments and changes on these reality shows as well. They went from the dating game and things that were kind of light to now just, hey, you just got to get married and the stakes are higher. And, you know, it's different if you're playing for money, like who wants to be a millionaire versus if you are playing for your whole life story. If you're playing for, hey, I'm going to be with this person forever. This is not really a game that should be played. And I do respect the process of Married at First Sight because it is for people, I assume, that feel like they're ready for marriage. But if you're like in your 20s, I don't think this show is for you. Maybe mid-30s and up. Maybe you'll have more of a maturity level and maybe you respect marriage a little bit more because you've tried and it hasn't worked. And this is like your last ditch effort. Really, that's the type of people that they need to have on here. And they probably need to vet people more properly because the Married at First Sight cast was really all about what they called optics and not about the actual process of falling in love, being married, all of that. They were good on paper, but when it came to the reality, it wasn't what it was all cracked up to be and what they thought it was at the end of the day. Yeah, so it can be very misleading, and then you're rushing people. So, of course, this prospect can fail because of all of these things and because of all of these elements. So, I suggest you guys rework these shows. And I just feel like generally we need to rework our mindset when it comes to marriage and the sanctity of it in our society. We do need to have more demonstrations of good marriages. If we had a show where we follow people that have good marriages, that have been married for 10, 15 years plus, and then see, you know, their journey and not follow them all day, but maybe just do like a documentary style episodes of just different couples, what works for them, what makes them different, how they're still able to make it work, even if they may not be conventional. I think this would be a great reality show to help build the family unit, to help change people's mindsets when it comes to marriage and love and family. I think that should be done. And that could be a Christian show too as well. Hey, anybody out there listening, take my advice on that. Anyway, God bless you guys. Always praying for love. We talk about faith, love, and trends. Always praying for love, family, marriage. All the best for all of you that still have a heart and a mind for marriage. Praying for you, praying for myself, and praying that, you know, we can discern when people aren't on the same page as us. We don't get fooled. And if we have gotten fooled in the past, that we've learned lessons that, hey, no more foolery. We're going to walk in what God has for us. And if we don't get married, at least we gave it our best effort. We gave it our best try. And we gave it to God. We walked in integrity. And that's all you can really do at the end of the day. And still, we lived a fulfilling life. And, you know, for some of us, that's going to be our story. And that's not a bad story. But all the best. God bless. Again, this is Irene. Want to connect with me? Want to talk about faith, love, and trends? Want to talk about relationships? Want to talk about marriage? Connect with me. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Again, all the best and God bless. Talk to you next time.